Welcome. This is Choices, and this is Judy Mario, your host for the show. Welcome. Today we are talking about making the choice to succeed. It wasn't too long ago that I was out on the road as a speaker traveling from city to city, and I was doing a women's conference with Dr. Kimberly Vintas Darks. And Dr. Darks would always start the day with saying, if you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got. And I got to thinking about that, and I thought, you know something, she's right. If you want something that you've never had, if you want to be someone that you don't feel you are, if you want to go somewhere that you've never been, if you want to do something that you've never done, you have to do something differently. You can't just keep on doing the same old thing in the same old way and expecting different results. If what's happening in your life today isn't working, then you need to make some changes. You need to make some changes. We have an opportunity every day to do just that. We can start over any day that we want. We can just start over. And if we want some changes in our lives, if we want it to be more than it ever has been before, then we're going to have to make some choices that we never made before. And sometimes choices are hard. Choices are hard to make. But you and I have to make the choices for our own lives, because if we allow someone else to make the choice for our own life, guess what? We have to live with the consequences. And whether we make the choice or we let someone else make the choice, we have to live with the consequences of those choices. And so I put together a plan which sort of works really, really well for my life, and I want to share that with you and see if using it won't make your life even better than it already is. So here's my 5-step plan for succeeding this year at whatever it is that you choose, whether it's a relationship, whether it's your career, or whether it's building an organization. Are you ready? Okay. Step number one, decide what you want. Decide what you want. What would you like the end result to be? What is your dream? If money were not an object and the world were perfect, how would the world be for you? You are the architect and the builder of your life. And there aren't any architects or builders that would just go out and start throwing up a building or a home without knowing what it's going to look like when it's finished. So, what is the dream? What is it that you want? What would you have if you didn't have a problem with money and if the world were just perfect? Decide that first. And then step number two is make a plan. Make a plan. You look at where you want to go, and you look at where you are now. The space between the two is called the gap. How will you feel the gap? You need to make a plan of exactly what you will do. A plan of exactly what you will do. So where do you want to go? What's it going to be like when the world is perfect for you, and you know that that is exactly where you're headed? Then you start making the plan. And the plan is called goals. Goals. You see, none of us plan to fail. We just fail to plan. So we need to set our goals. And the beginning of a new day is the perfect time to set some goals. So you can call it strategic planning if you want. You can call it whatever you want. But you just need to do it. Now, you don't have to wait for the beginning of a new year or the beginning of a new week. You don't even have to wait for tomorrow morning. Just sit down and determine what you want and say, okay, I'm going to set some goals. And be sure that your goals are written in a very smart way. And what I mean by that is make sure that your goals are specific. Like if you want to lose weight, don't say, I want to lose some weight. Say, I want to lose. Actually, don't even say you want to. Just say, I have lost 20 pounds by September 3rd. So what I'm saying is be specific. I lost 20 pounds by September 3rd. And you see, you're writing that as though it's already happened for you. So you want to be real specific and write it as though it's definitely happening. You want those goals to be measurable. Can you measure that goal? Can you measure it? Well, of course you can. If it's a weight loss goal, it's easy. You step on the scale and you can see if you've lost a little weight or not. If it's saving money to buy something at a period of time, you can measure it by seeing how much money that you've got in the bank. Everything needs to have a measure on it, because what gets measured gets done. If it doesn't get measured, it doesn't get done. So by this date, we're going to do this, and by this date, we're going to do this, and by this date, we're going to do this, and then check it to see if you've done it. And your goal also needs to be agreed upon by the people who are going to help you carry it out. If there are people involved in the goal itself, that you need some other people to make it happen, you have to get them to agree up front that they're going to do it. And you've got to make sure that they are totally committed to that agreement. Because sometimes people will agree to something when it seems easy, but if it gets hard, they back out or they walk away. So you've got to be sure that everybody that's going to help you realize this goal is in agreement that they are going to do it. It must be realistic, but remember that it just has to be realistic in your mind. I remember when my friend Jerry Traylor told people he was going to climb Pikes Peak, or that he was going to run a marathon, and a lot of people thought Jerry couldn't do it because he had cerebral palsy. But you know what? It was realistic in Jerry's mind. And Jerry did run his marathon from San Francisco to New York City, and he climbed Pikes Peak not once, but several times, all the way to the top. So just remember this, it has to be realistic in your mind. You have to believe that you can do it. It doesn't matter if other people believe it or not. I mean, my friend Robbie LeBlanc climbed Mount Kilimanjaro, and Robbie was very overweight at the time, and a lot of people thought, well, Robbie's not going to do it. But he made up his mind, and he said it was realistic, and he did it. And it was tough because of the weight he was carrying, but he did it. And you see, that's the thing. If it's realistic in your mind, you decide. You decide if you can do it. You decide if it's realistic. If you can see it in your mind and you can see a pathway to make it happen, you're going to be able to happen. When we achieve our goals, our self-esteem goes up and up and up and up. And when our self-esteem goes up, our success goes up. The more we build our self-esteem and our self-confidence, the more we're going to build our success. So when you make the choice to succeed and you set those goals and you know that you can do it, you can. Put a time frame on your goals. Make sure that you have a time when you're supposed to end, when it's supposed to be done, when it's supposed to be finished. Because if you don't have a time frame on it, then it just sort of goes on forever. It just doesn't get done. And so it's very important for you to set a date. I'm that same way. We're all that way. You know, like if I have a book to write, if I have a date when it needs to be done, then I get out there and hustle, and I get that book done. But if I don't have a date when it needs to be done, it just doesn't get finished because it's not on the priority list. So you must set a time that you want to have it finished by. You must have a time when that goal is going to be a reality. Step number three is to identify the pitfalls. Now, this may sound negative, but we have to look at what might go wrong. Because if we don't look at what might go wrong, we might not be prepared if something does. And you want to have a contingency plan. You want to say, well, it's possible that this, and this could go wrong. And so, therefore, if that happens, I'm going to do this. Some people call it Plan B. But it's that we're willing to cope with and create with the change when it's needed. See, change is not a maybe. Change is the only constant we have. Everything is changing. And I'll tell you, when I do seminars and I say to my audiences, who in here really likes change? Hardly anyone ever raises their hand. They hardly ever raise their hand. People don't like change. But the thing we have to face is that change is the reality. Everything is changing every single minute. Nothing is staying the same. Nothing. So think of change as a vehicle. Think of it as a vehicle that's out of control and it's coming down the road. And you are standing right in the middle of that road. And that vehicle is coming directly at you. And you have three choices about what you can do about it. You can just stand there and let the change run over you and leave you in worse condition than you were before you started. But what good is that? Or you can jump out of the way and let the change go past you. It's a good possibility that if you let it pass you by, you know what? It might have been headed exactly where you wanted to go, and you missed out. What good is that? Or here's my choice. You can start to run alongside the change, jump in the driver's seat, take control of that change, and drive it right where you want it to go. See, if you have that contingency plan and something starts to go wrong, you just start to run along beside it. You jump in the driver's seat and you take control of that change. And when you take control, you're going to end up right where you want to be, right on time. See, if we want people to follow us through change, then we must be the change that we want to see happen. I was fortunate enough to be working for a chain of newspapers in South Africa during the end of apartheid, and I had the opportunity to see Nelson Mandela released from prison. I also heard his State of the Union address, and I watched as this great man demonstrated what he wanted his followers to do, which was to forgive and put the hatred aside in order to move forward in peace. Those are his words. To forgive and put the hatred aside in order to move forward in peace. And then he demonstrated the change he wanted the nation to follow. And the rest is history. But it wouldn't have taken the path that it did. It wouldn't have become what it was if he had not been willing to lead people through change, to lead people into a peaceful new world, to lead people into a peaceful reality in order for everyone in South Africa to have a better life. I really believe the man was one of the greatest leaders of all time, if not the greatest leader of all time. I was so impressed to have been able to work there at that time in history and to have experienced the opportunities to see him and to meet him and to hear him speak. It was an incredible, incredible time in my life. This is Judy Mario, and this is Choices. Today we're talking about making the choice to succeed. You know, we all have choices all the time, and this is the time that you can make things happen. The key is to make good choices and not let life just happen. If you're not making choices, remember someone else is making them for you. I'd like you to make the choice to go over to my website, judymorio.com, that's J-U-D-I-M-O-R-E-O.com, and sign up to get my free newsletter. The newsletter comes out on a quarterly basis. Sometimes more often, I like to get it out every month if I can, but we promise it to you on a quarterly basis. And you will get, along with the newsletter, you get the magazine Choices. And that magazine is a fabulous magazine. We have about 20 different writers that write positive mental attitude articles, and we have quotes in there and fabulous photographs, and you're going to love it. It's a great magazine, and if you read that when it comes out on that quarterly basis, or you can even just put it in your computer and keep it, or you can read it any time that you like. There are so many powerful, powerful articles in there and powerful ideas that help you to make better choices in your life and to make your choice to have a better life regularly. So go over to judymorio.com and sign up for my newsletter. And when you do, you're going to receive a free download of my audio recording, Realize Who You Are. And I think you'll enjoy that too. So thank you for joining me today as we talk about making the choice to succeed. Because remember, we have to let go of the negatives in our life. We have to make the choice to let go of the negatives before we can experience the positives. And that's what we all want, isn't it? See, all of the goals and all of the affirmations in the world won't change your life until you stop doing the things that are hurting you. And so you have to make a choice to stop doing the things that are hurting you, which brings us to step number 4. Take responsibility for yourself. What you get out of life is what you put into it. Do you have knowledge that you can share? Are you good at decorating? Can you write a press release? Do you have a beautiful handwriting? See, when you use any skill or talent that you have for the benefit of others, you're going to also benefit. So use your skills and use your talents. And don't say, I don't have any skills. I don't have any talent, because you do. Each and every one of us were born with talents, and we just have to develop them. We just have to develop them. And one of the things you can do to take responsibility for yourself is to surround yourself with positive people. Surround yourself with people who are going to encourage you and support you and say positive things to you. Get away from the negative people. Stay away from negative people. And if people around you are people you can't get away from, you live with them, say, but they're negative all the time, don't listen to them. Don't internalize what it is they say. See, you know, we all hear a lot of negative statements every day. In fact, it is the research tells us that in the average workplace, we hear about 5 negative statements every hour. And it takes between 14 and 20 positive statements to overcome 1 negative statement. So if you hear people being negative, what can you do? Walk away. Put in some earplugs. Ignore them. Or just say something like, thank you for sharing. But don't participate in the negativity. Don't get caught up in the gossip. Don't be a part of it. And remember this, about 70% of the negativity that we hear comes out of our own mouth. It's true. We say things like, ain't it awful? No one cares about us. They planned another awful program. The speaker was terrible. It's a wonder I even came. The traffic was so bad. At one point, I just wanted to turn around and go home. But you know what's at home. I just didn't feel like I could deal with that tonight. Blah, 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 blah. Don't we all do it? We all do it at some time or another. We all say negative things about people, about things, about situations. But you've got to stop it. You've got to stop it. When you hear yourself saying negative things, actually say the word stop out loud. Stop. And stop right there, even if it's in the middle of a sentence. And don't go any further with it. Because, you see, your thoughts create your feelings. And when you're talking negative about someone, it's creating these negative feelings in your body, because you're thinking these negative thoughts about the person, and you're creating this negativity, and it's creating these negative feelings, and your feelings create your behavior. When you're acting or talking negative, it tells the world that you're not feeling good about yourself. And the reason you aren't is because you aren't thinking correctly. You aren't thinking correctly. So change your thoughts. Practice your affirmations. You say, well, what's an affirmation? Judy, I've heard you say affirmation before. Well, an affirmation is a positive statement that you would like to believe about yourself. So you affirm whatever it is. You affirm by saying the positive statement. You say, I am a powerful and effective person. I am free of gossip. I am free of negativity. That's an affirmation. And you affirm that that is true. And you say it over and over and over. It takes a while for your subconscious mind to believe it. Because we've been making the choice to be negative for so long that our subconscious mind just kind of is caught there. See, the subconscious mind will do whatever you tell it to do. So if you're telling it to gossip and you're telling it to think negative, that's what it's going to do. So change your thoughts by practicing your affirmations. Say powerful things. And practice empowering self-talk as well. Now, what I mean by that is, how do you talk to yourself? Do you say to yourself, I'm so stupid, I'm so dumb, I'm so ignorant, I could have, I should have, if only I had have. You must stop that. Stop talking that way to yourself. Say things to yourself like, I'm positive, I'm powerful, I'm effective, I'm good at what I do, people like me, I like people, I'm smart, I'm intelligent, I'm at my perfect weight. Whatever it is that you would like to believe about yourself, start to empower yourself by talking to yourself in a positive way. Because, you know, none of us like people who don't talk to us in a nice way. And so we don't even like ourselves when we don't talk to ourselves in a nice way. So it's very important for us to talk to ourselves in a positive way so that we can like ourselves. That's important. And remember this. You want to practice saying nice things to other people, too. Don't say negative things. I actually heard a man say that this week. He was trying to tell me something about his greatest accomplishment in his life. And I said, oh, was that marrying your wife? And she was sitting right there, and I thought that's an opportunity for him to say, yes, you know, she's so fabulous. He said, nah, not that. And he went right on telling this negative story about himself as his most powerful accomplishment in his life. Now, there was an opportunity for him to say something about his wife. When I said, oh, was it marrying your wife? He could have said, well, definitely that, and I also had another accomplishment. Or, boy, she's the best thing that ever happened to me. But you see, so many people don't talk positive. So many people don't talk positive about people in their lives and about the situations that are happening in their lives. And so you want to talk positive and put those positives out there. Because when you say a nice thing to another person, it not only makes them feel good, it makes you feel good. And when you say it, you're putting positives in your own atmosphere as well as in the atmosphere of that person. So you're up in your numbers. Remember, if it takes 14 to 20 positives to overcome the effects of a negative, you need to be as positive as you can all the time, whether you're talking to yourself or to someone else are talking about someone else or about something that is happening. Be positive. Be positive. Step number 5 is to be thankful. Be thankful. We need to be grateful for what we have. You know, those of us who live in America have been so spoiled for so long. And some of us get so upset if we don't have our Anne Klein watch or our Ralph Lauren blazer or a Mercedes to drive. It's just not fair. Other people get those things. What about me? Poor you. Poor you. I'm so sorry if you don't have a brand new Mercedes to drive. But do you have a car? You know, let's start with that. Do you have a car? Because if you have a car, that's more than a lot of people, most people around the world have. And if you don't have a car, is there a bus line that's close by? Are you able to take the bus rather than having to walk? I know people in Africa that have to walk 8 miles to work. So let's start being thankful for what we do have, and let's start rewarding ourselves for what we do have or what we did do well or what we have accomplished. You know, when I was a little girl, my dad dropped his notebook on the floor one day, and he had one of those old spiral notebooks. I mean, back then they didn't have Palm Pilots and iPhones and all the things that we have today to use. He just had an old spiral notebook that he wrote his appointments in. And when that notebook fell on the floor, it fell open, there were some gold stars on the pages. You know, little gold stars that you stick in like kids do in kindergarten. They were on the pages of my dad's book. I said, Daddy, what is that? What is that that you've got there in that book? And he said, oh, that's how I reward myself. He said, if I'm having a really good day, he said, I stick a gold star in my daily planner. And He said, it makes me feel good to stick the star there. And you know what my dad was doing that he didn't even know he was doing? He was anchoring in his self-esteem. It's a technique called anchoring. When you give yourself a reward, when you give yourself that gold star for doing something well, you're anchoring in those good feelings in yourself. And, you know, there were pages where he had a whole bunch of gold stars, and I said, Daddy, what happened this day? Oh, that was the day he had a big sale, or that was the day that something wonderful happened. And so he gave himself a lot more gold stars on that day. And, you know, I started doing that when I first went to work at 16 years old. I started doing that, too. I picked up that habit of sticking those gold stars in the book and rewarding myself. And I have to tell you, it really does make you feel good about who and what you are. And you keep that feeling inside yourself. But you know what the best time is? Is when you flip back through the pages. Let's say you're having a bad day, and you flip back through the pages of your book, and you see all those gold stars. You start thinking, well, they're not all this bad. Some of them were pretty good. Oh, look at that day. That was the day I dealt with so-and-so. Or that was the day this wonderful thing happened to me. So we need to start being thankful, and we need to anchor in our self-esteem by showing ourselves that we are thankful for something. That's the reason I created my Goal Achievement Journal, is because every time I achieve something, I stick the gold star there in the journal. And, you know, you can get a Goal Achievement Journal. If you don't know about my Goal Achievement Journal, go over to judymario.com and take a look at it. It is such a powerful journal. And you can get one for yourself. And every day, you just write in what you accomplished that day toward your goal, and you put a gold star there. And the feeling stick gold stars are right in the back of the journal. So it's not like you have to go out and buy something separate in order to do it. It gives you all the directions. It tells you how to do it. Every 21 days, it gives you a way to measure how successful you are in your life. And so go on over to judymario.com and take a look at that journal, because you'll be glad you did. It is a way to set goals and to make sure that you accomplish your goals every single year right on time. It's a complete success program. And so I highly recommend that you take a look at it. And if you want to make your own, but I've already made it for you, so I don't see much sense in you having to get a three-ring binder and all the dividers and all the papers and everything in order to do it, when I've already done it for you, and it's very, very inexpensive. So remember this, sometimes where we get to is not to where or what we imagine. Sometimes we don't quite accomplish all the things we wanted to accomplish, but we can be thankful anyway. You know, there are people all over the world that would like to be in your shoes. They'd like to have your job. They'd like to have any job. There are people that would even like to have your problems instead of their own. Remember this, Dr. Schuller once said, today's responsibilities are tomorrow's possibilities. And I love that. So I ask you, have you set your goals for this year? Have you made your plan? Are you prepared for the changes which are going to take place in your life? If not, I want you to remember Dr. Kim's words. If you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you always got. If you want something that you've never had, you have to do something that you've never done. And you can do it. This is Judy Morio. Thank you for joining me. Please go over to judymorio.com and sign up for my newsletter. Thank you for being here today. And always, always, always remember, you are more than enough.